Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood truth bomb dropper, back at it again with another episode of Masculine Alpha Activation. We're diving deep into something crucial today, something that's literally eating away at your attention spans and making you feel like a zombie. Boundaries with technology. Yeah, I said it. Your phone isn't your friend, it's a parasitic leech sucking the life out of you. Ever scroll through TikTok for 3 hours straight, only to feel emptier than an avocado without its pit? You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly reach for your phone before even acknowledging your own existence? It's like we're all addicted to this digital dopamine rush, constantly chasing that next notification high. This ain't a diss on tech, though. Technology is cool, it's powerful, but it needs to be controlled, not the other way around. We're in an era where everyone's a content creator, a social media guru, always plugged in, always on. And that's exhausting, fam. It's creating this insane pressure to constantly perform, compare yourself, and keep up with the Joneses, all while feeling like you're drowning in a sea of digital noise. Here are 5 things you need to understand about boundaries with technology, straight from the Alpha Playbook. 1. Phone time is prime time. This ain't your grandma's put-down-the-phone lecture. It's about strategic scheduling. Designate specific times for checking social media, emails, games, whatever. Treat those hours like precious gold. They are. Fill the rest of your time with real-life experiences, hobbies that actually engage your brain, and quality time with people who matter. 2. Disconnect to reconnect. Ever feel like you're constantly talking but never really connecting? Social media is great for broadcasting, but it ain't replacing deep conversations or meaningful relationships. Put down the phone when you're hanging out with friends, family, even your dog. Be present, listen actively, and engage in real-life interactions. 3. Notification nirvana. Those little red badges are designed to addict you, plain and simple. Seriously, notifications are like digital crack for our brains. Turn off unnecessary alerts. Silence those apps that suck you into a black hole of endless scrolling and reclaim your attention. 4. Create tech-free zones. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary, not a battlefield against FOMO, fear of missing out. Make it a tech-free zone. No phones, no laptops, just peace and quiet. Same goes for mealtimes, workouts, even an hour before bed. You'll sleep better, focus sharper, and feel more relaxed. 5. Mindful media consumption. Be conscious about the content you consume. Don't just passively scroll through endless feeds of curated perfection. Seek out information that empowers you, inspires you, or challenges your perspective. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel inadequate. Remember, you curate your own reality. Don't let algorithms dictate it for you. Think about that last time you felt truly present and engaged in the moment. Was your phone glued to your hand? Probably not. You are probably lost in a good book, having a deep conversation with a friend, or enjoying a beautiful sunset. These are the moments that matter, the ones that create real memories and genuine connections. You know what's wild? I see this struggle everywhere, even amongst my own friends. We're all trying to navigate this digital world, but it's easy to get lost in the noise. It's like being at a party where everyone is talking over each other, no one really listening. That's why we gotta consciously create boundaries, carve out our own space, and reclaim control over our attention. This ain't just about being more productive or getting things done. It's about living a more fulfilling, meaningful life. It's about showing up for ourselves, our loved ones, and the world around us with intention and presence. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, throw your phone in the other room. Just kidding, don't break anything. Put on some music, step outside, and breathe in that fresh air. You got this. Remember, if this resonated with you, hit that follow button, leave a review, and tag me in your TikTok reactions. Let's keep this conversation going. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.